Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to be with you. And we have Sarah Westall with us, and we're going to talk about some topics that are off the beaten path for the most part, but they're things that you need to know. And we're going to cover a whole variety of topics, but we're going to really start with the disinformation that's going on in the alternative media. And we're not going to get into a brush war. So we're not going to say X person, name the name, you know, we're going to talk about what you should look for as triggers to let you know this is not a person to be listened to. And then we're going to talk about the topic of targeted individuals, and then we'll go from there. Hey, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And as you know, I have been a customer, not just an advertiser, but I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 years. Been an advertiser for a total of eight. And listen, Ray Dalio and a bunch of other, Peter Schiff, they all came out in the last 4 days and said, get your money the heck out of the bank. Bad things are about to happen. What have you heard me say? Dodd-Frank law 2010, they can take it because you're an unsecured creditor. That includes your retirement. Don't fall victim to this crap, people. Get your money out of the bank and get it out now. Now, how do you do it? You don't have to know. Noble Gold will do it for you inexpensively, and you'll control your retirement. It'll be backed with precious metals of your choice, gold, silver combination, or just one or the other, and no one can take it from you. And how long do you have? Well, if Kamala Harris's campaign continues to tank, and it's tanking, don't look at the fake numbers. It's tanking across the board, and they know it, and they're desperate. Well, they're going to pull the plug. And pulling the plug means letting the banks collapse. And there's a whole lot more signs, which is why Schiff and these other guys are coming out and saying, get your money out of the bank. So please do this. How do you get involved with this? Well, call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And if you happen to be catching this broadcast on social media, well, all you got to do is go to the description box and you'll see it right there. There's also a link you can click and I'll send you a free information packet if that's what you want. But hey, listen, I don't think you have real long. I'm doing a Bitcoin deal today. You know, I did the silver deal about 10 days ago, the silver coins from Noble Gold with one of their subsidiaries. I'm doing the Bitcoin deal. I'm telling you right now, the dollar is not where you want to be. Okay. Sarah Westall, frequent guest on the show. She's one of the best researchers I know. Her show that we want her to talk about and send you over there if you haven't been there. Some of the best interviews that are out there. I get people to send me stuff all day long. I don't have time to look at it. I take the time to look at her stuff. It's that good. Sarah, welcome to the show. And we still have a continuing problem with people being deceived by disinfo. And I know you're concerned about it. We had a pre-air discussion about it again today. We had a text message just back and forth yesterday on it. I'm worried that the average person that isn't into politics and doesn't, and they're not real discerning because this is not their main focus, but they're going to vote because they're unhappy with the way America is going. My fear is they're going to be deceived by these deceivers, probably hired by Soros or by the CIA. To put us on our heels. It's getting worse, isn't it? The disinfo?
Yeah, well, I think that's all part of this whole warfare that we're in. And I think the disinfo, you know, I don't even care about the presidential election as much as I care about what it means to all the local elections, because we need people fighting for freedom and for not, they are trying to take over all the positions all the way down to the school board. They know that the power is in the local areas. They're trying to change it. They want the power to be centralized, right? That's the thing. They want to centralize the power. And they're making some progress on that. But we need to get people in everywhere you can to fight for this. You know, fight for the UCC great taking. Fight for all these other laws that take away your freedom, right? Where your parent freedom, your parental rights, your property rights, they're going after all these details, the school, the DEI programs that are just nuts. These are all communist programs. And People don't realize how close it is and tied to communism. There's a local person who, I forgot his name. He was born in communist China. He goes around and teaches at all the schools, and he's showing you the parallels to what's going on in the Twin Cities under walls to compared to what's happened in China. And that he's like, we are so close to it. And all these policies are so close to what they're doing in China. We are very close to getting there. And that's what they want to bring in. They tell you it's not communism, but it's what China is doing. The communists say, well, that's not communism. It's communism is so much different. Okay, well, it's whatever version of communism that where the state controls everything is what they're trying to bring in. And so all these people, these independent people, what they're doing by going hard against Trump and Vance, they're really going hard against the entire apparatus that's fighting for your freedom. Because though down the ticket line, people vote down the ticket line. And so and when they fight, all they care about is Trump and Vance. All they care about is the presidential election. And they ignore the fact that there's Senate elections, there's representative elections, there's governors, there's city councils, there's so much more going on. And when I go after them and say, why is it this is the only election you care about? They never ever respond.
I
And
know.
the ever.
I know. When you hit them with that, they just clam up and they end an interview. I saw yesterday where Tim Walz took his beer belly. He should wear a suit every time he goes out. But he went out and he's at this county fair. I believe it was in Minnesota.
The Minnesota State Fair. It's a huge fair. It's the biggest one in the country.
Yeah, they started asking him questions about his economic policies. Go, hey, great being here. Thanks. See you later. And he turned around, just walked away. Soon as
Oh,
he
yeah.
was
He didn't
asked a
want to have
question about
anything.
policy,
Yeah.
yeah, he would answer no question about policy. And it's because they don't have policy. What they're selling us is ideology. Sarah, I want to read to you this quote I mentioned to you in our pre-air discussion, and I'm breaking this down in great detail on social media today. Kamala Harris, and I've got a 4-minute clip of all the times she said this, is over 100 times since 2020. She likes to say, what can be unburdened by what has been? And a lot of people said, that's a word salad. I mean, is she schizophrenic? I mean, this is crazy that she's talking this way. And a lot of what she says is nonsense. Okay, big country attacks a small country and all that nonsense. That was nonsense. But this is real. And people, this is not a word salad. I was doing searches on DuckDuckGo, Google, and Google spent the time defending her, saying that people might like me looking at her are should not be analyzing every detail of what she says. That was basically their message. But on DuckDuckGo, I went to it took me to the Communist Manifesto, and
I'm not surprised.
I had a holy bleeper moment. It doesn't translate word for word because the Communist Manifesto was originally written in German. So you have the idiomatics from German to English. But effectively, what this says is that we have to bring in what we want in the future. But what they mean by this phrase is we have to destroy what's here now that's getting in the way. Hence the term unburdened. What can be unburdened by what has been? This is Communist Manifesto talk by Kamala Harris.
Yeah, they want to destroy what's here so they can bring in their utopia. And they're being used to bring in this global technocracy because that's what, I mean, they're just useful idiots for them. And that's what they're trying to do. But they're very serious about it. I mean, Walz has been to China, what, 30 some times? He did his honeymoon in China. I mean, this guy is, and Keith Ellison, who used to be the head of the DNC, very extreme communist Muslim Brotherhood type, Antifa type. He's the AG here. It's the George Floyd riots starting here, having Omar being here, having all this stuff here, having Mint Press News being based out of here. It's not a coincidence that all this is happening. Walls burning, the city burning down for 3 days, and then Kamala bailing all these people out. It's not a coincidence. I think Walz has been in the works on this VP and this whole transition for much longer than people think. I think the whole VP, where they're talking about the Pennsylvania guy and all this, I think that was all theater. I think this has been in the works for a long time. And
You know, you
yeah.
might be right. You might be right. I have an alternative view, but I don't know that my alternative view conflicts with yours. What I mean by that, Sarah, is this, is that in April of this year, the Washington Post wrote an op-ed telling Kamala she should resign for the good of the party and not run as vice president. And I'm being blunt, but this is effectively what they're saying. She was labeled, even by the New York Times, the most unpopular vice president in history. Okay, so how does she go from that to the queen of what I call Kamalot, this idyllic person with great vision? Well, because she can sell the communist message. And if they just control her where she doesn't have to talk about policy, she can sell us ideology. And, I think the reason she picked Waltz, and I think where your point's valid, Waltz espouses these philosophies. He even said the other day that freedom of speech is not a guaranteed right. They're not absolute. And then, Kamala Harris basically told Elon Musk, you've lost your privilege to free speech by the way you run X.
Well, Keith Ellison put a, he's the AG in Minnesota. He used to be head of the DNC. He put a tweet out thanking in Portuguese, thanking the Brazilian president for taking down X.
Yeah, exactly. But let me get to the what I why I think Kamala chose Waltz. She chose him because birds of a feather flock together. Okay. But if she had chosen Shapiro, which would have been the good choice, she would have probably carried Pennsylvania. Now that's very much in doubt. Pennsylvania is a key, and they often say the key swing state in this upcoming election. She has to have it to stay in the race. And I think she picked Waltz in part because if she falters, something happens to her, Shapiro could step in and be an effective debater and so forth and so on and carry the torch to the election. I think she knew this, and I think for her own self-protection, maybe even to avoid assassination, as some people and I are talking about, she picked Waltz because if you get rid of Kamala, you're left with Waltz. You haven't changed a thing.
Well, but see, I don't think, see, now this is where I disagree with you. I think there's been an undercurrent of there's factions in the Democratic Party. And this faction, which is represented by this extreme communist agenda, is based in this area. And there's other areas too, right? But this is like some faction of the DNC, which I'm just saying, there's a faction of the DNC, there's a CIA asset. A lot of the jihadists, from what I am saying, hearing, is the jihadists are being trained out of Bloomington, Minnesota, that are all around the country. There's something more going on here, and that this has always been in the works with the faction of the DNC that won this situation, and that she it wasn't politics as nor as usual, where she's picking what governor to choose to run. It was no, this faction won, and that's why he's there. That's what I think happened.
Yeah. I love it how we can disagree and not start yelling at each other like people in Congress.
I don't care if you do, because I might be wrong.
Well, listen,
It's just a theory.
I think you're right, but I also think there's an insurance policy with Waltz because if they do want to get rid of her, they don't gain anything with Waltz. That's I mean they're two peas in a pod.
Nobody gains anything with walls.
Yeah, okay. I agree with what you're saying,
I'll
but
go farther.
I think, now to the point of the disinformation that's going on, I've begun to take a new look at Kamala. She is spouting code words for the Communist Manifesto and sometimes almost direct translations. She is not the word salad queen quite to the level that I thought. Now, like I said, she does say stupid stuff, but it's scary because she's look what she's told us. I'll take your business patents, wage and price controls. I'm going to infuse $3 trillion into equity for homes, and that'll collapse the market. It'll collapse the market quickly. I mean, it's about destroying the present so you can get to the future, hence that quote. And that's what Mao did in China. It's what Stalin did in Russia.
It's
There's
what
no
they want. These
difference.
people are hardcore communists. I'm
Yeah,
telling you,
yeah.
because when I went to China and I was there with some of them, and they were talking like that. They were hard, and they're not there to negotiate. They're not messing around. They're very serious. They don't have any qualms of taking people like us out. This is they're playing for real. And people think they're just this feel good, kind of want to take care of everybody thing. No, these guys are not the feel good types. These guys are coming in to slash and burn. And people need to realize they have no qualms of a lot of people dying. They have no qualms of taking out the elderly and taking out the less desirables, taking out the poor. These people are not the feel good communists that they think they are.
Interesting, you'd say the elderly. And the reason they want us in stack and pack cities with no rights, and they control our money, they control our diet, they control everything. 15-minute cities. And folks, this is something called the C40 cities that about 100, I think about it's 150. And in other words, almost 200 nation, 200 cities in America have signed up for C40. No meat, no dairy. But here's the key. They want you in these stack and pack 15-minute cities. But listen to this, Sarah. We've talked about this before. You have a great business background. If you were to build an office building, you'd have to be ADA compliant and go through all of these inspections, all this permitting. And in the 15-minute cities, there's not one provision for the elderly. And I've asked this question, pretending to be on the side of 15-minute cities, to some politicians. And I said, but I have one question. I don't see any accommodations in here for the elderly or handicapped. And here's their answer. Everything's within 15 minutes. What are you worried about? And I said, what the hell? If I'm 85 and on a walker, it doesn't do me any good. You're
When you're
right.
in a building, if you don't have handicap accessible stuff that's 10 feet away, you're not compliant.
I know. And so what you're saying is they want to get rid of the elderly. It's right there. It's sometimes not important what they say, it's what they don't say. And
That's right.
that's the case here. And then you said something else too, and I've been echoing this. It's funny how great minds think alike. So we can overlook our disagreement on Waltz, okay?
That's
Because
because we don't really know. We're not in the back room. We're just theorizing. I always say I want to be in these
exactly.
back rooms, these boardrooms, when they're actually making these decisions.
Let me quote you here very quickly. Taking us, they'll have no problem taking us out, taking a lot of people out. This is what I've been telling my audience. We've gone through a coup d'etat. They've committed a coup against the United States, and the crown jewel of that movement was stealing the election of 2020. But they also, if they stay in power, a coup, and we're the counter coup, a coup will begin to really consolidate power. That's what we know from history and sociology, is that coups, if they're successful, they consolidate power. How do you consolidate power? Through a purge. What happens with a purge? This is why communism and body bags are synonymous. So you're right on the money when you say they'll have no issue taking us out.
Yeah, they're very serious. They're not nonviolent people. You know, communism isn't about their version of this, whatever it is. People say this isn't communism. Okay, well, whatever it is, their version of communism is not peaceful. And it hasn't been in the past. And they're right up this alley of what they're doing. And I got to tell you, the reason why this movement to disenfranchise voters, I keep saying it's taking out all the people at the lower level. It's all the people throughout the entire political government structure who's fighting back. They don't want any of those people to win. And so if you just focus on the presidential ticket, then you're essentially trying to get convince all these people not to vote. And the entire structure that is fighting for freedom has a harder time getting in.
Yeah. Do you know what also, and I want to add to what you're saying, because you're absolutely right. In Arizona, you are really right, because this crosses party lines, hence the term uniparty. You had Stephen Risher, GOP, county clerk and recorder, help steal the 2022 midterm away from Carrie Lake by making sure, in my opinion, that the voting machines, 60% of them didn't work in Republican districts only. Democrats, no problem. Okay. He partnered in this PAC with the chairman of the county board of supervisors in charge of the elections. And what did they do? They took out a PAC against Carrie Lake. And both these men were GOP. Carrie Lake is GOP. And they took out a PAC against her. And then the head of the Republican Party earlier this year in Arizona, since has had to resign, he offered her a bribe not to run against a wild-eyed Fidel Castro kind of liberal. I mean, so it crosses party lines, Sarah.
It does cross party lines, and that's why it's important that we get in people who, I always say, I try not to say Republic, vote for a Republican. Vote for somebody who understands what's going on, who is pushing back and align with them. Because you don't know who's bought out and who's not, and you need to align with the people who are fighting back. And if you think that everyone's bad, you might as well just give up. And giving up, there's nowhere to run. There will be nowhere to run.
I agree.
And so you're what are you giving up on? And so you got to figure out who those fighters are, and you support those fighters. And they're this independent, this disenfranchising voters is across the board. They're doing it to Christians. In fact, they're even putting ads out there trying to convince them not to vote because of the abortion issue.
Yes.
They're putting out for the people who are health advocates, who are maybe just health freedom people. They're really going hard after the warp speed, the Trump with that, which he should come out and be clean on. I mean, it's like they're weaponizing the truth in a lot of ways. But you got to look at the comparison. I mean, look at the comparison of what we dealt with. We had a lockdown, we had Orwellian lockdown in comparison to trying to open up the country, right? On the Republican side. So the point is they're trying to disenfranchise everyone, and they're looking at different angles. All that's left are the most brainwashed at that point. Because if you ask anybody, why do you support the Harris Walls campaign? Nobody has any. I mean, there's like nothing, because it feels good. I don't know. It's because I like them more, or they're nicer, or they're better people, or I want a female president for once. I mean, there's nothing like of substance. I mean, some of the people, I mean, like the pro LGBTQ, whatever that is, they like them because they think that they're pro that. And Brenda Straka, I just love that guy. I listened to him on a podcast because I'm like, I want to hear what he has to say. And it was an LGBTQ group, and he was asked to join it. And they asked him, why are you supporting the Republican Party when you are a gay man? He goes, because it's stupid to only look at being gay. He goes, I have to pay my bills. I work a job. I pay taxes. I need to buy food. He goes, so if the only issue is being gay, that's stupid. I have to live in this world too. And like, yeah, so it's the people who are more thoughtful and thinking about policies aren't the one. Those are the people they're trying to get to not vote. They're trying to disenfranchise those voters with the truth. Because they can weaponize the truth. There's a lot of bad things that can make our country look bad or make anybody look bad. They're weaponizing the truth so that these people sit on the sidelines, and then you're not going to be supporting the people who are fighting for your freedom. Meanwhile, it'll conveniently push you out of the way so that these radicals can bring in on a bullet train this communist agenda. That's what they're doing.
I couldn't agree with you more. In the first part of what you just said, we were talking about the Uniparty, and you did a good job elaborating on that. But you know what's interesting is it's funny that RFK Jr. and Trump are calling what they're doing the Unity Party.
Yeah.
And they know this that term, they haven't said it, but it's chosen on purpose. It's chosen on purpose. And I think it really, if RFK is nothing else, and listen, I don't agree with him on a lot of stuff, but he's sincere. He has courage. He's another Kennedy that could get assassinated by lack of protection. And he seems to be unmoved by those threats. And he is a perfect unity party guy.
Well, compared to the communist stuff, I mean, we have to, it's kind of like when, if your country is being attacked, your neighborhood is being attacked, you don't look around and see who's a Democrat or Republican. You just start grouping together and start fighting and protecting yourself.
Some of these people
That's
would
what we're
on the
dealing
left,
with right now.
Sarah. Some of them would. They're that crazy. But
Well, but
I
those
totally
people
agree with
are
you.
the communists. That's what I'm saying. We are in a situation where the bullet communist bullet train technocracy, this worldwide complete dictatorship, and this takedown of the United States is going on. We don't have the luxury of looking around and saying, well, what do you believe on gay rights? And that's why I liked Brandon Straka's thing. It's like, that's stupid. We need to be looking at some of these bigger picture, more important issues. And we can't look around and say, well, you know, what do you, if you're in the middle of a war, you're not looking around seeing what somebody likes, what music they like, or something stupid. You're fighting for your survival. We need to join together.
I know, you're absolutely right. And I think Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr., they're scared. They see what's coming. They know
That's my point.
consolidation of power and a purge is coming. They understand this. Should I say this publicly? I haven't announced this yet. I've had this discussion. Well, we talked about it in pre-air. A well-placed source has told me that I and people like me are on a kill list for the consolidation of power. And this person who I've never talked to before, but I've been able to verify who they are, they contacted me in reference to my comments that I just made about the consolidation of power, a purge, and body bags with communism. And he said, "You know, Mr. Hodges, you are one of those person they're going to purge, and they're going to purge you first."
Well, you know, they take out the intellectuals, they take out the journalists, they take out the thought leaders.
I have that
That's
down
what they
too
do. Yeah.
on what I was talking about today. In Vietnam, when the Viet Cong would take over a village that didn't want to be involved, the first thing they would do is kill the top politicians. The second group of people they killed were the teachers, so they could rewrite the history. And see, they're going to take out lawyers, teachers, doctors, and political opposition. Because look at they took down statues of American history. They're rewriting the books. They have AI at the World Economic Forum rewriting the Bible. I mean, they're rewriting history and the classic communist policies here. But here's what really concerns me, and we've talked about this a little before, and I think we need to expand it. The disinformation, and I've seen disinfo since 2005, 2006. I've seen it even before I became known at all, before I had a radio show and I was just writing articles. Sarah, what really concerns me now is the level of disinfo in the alternative media. It's some big people who have followings are clearly disinfo. And I know you share that. What do you think the major danger of these disinfo people are?
Well, I think they're doing that. They're disenfranchising people. They're telling you to give up and not to vote and
Yeah,
not
I
to get
agree.
involved. And the solutions, all of their solutions are about your self-preservation. Go and create a commune or go and grow your own food. And I am fully like Marjorie Wildcraft and I talk all the time. I fully support what she's doing. You do need to become more self-sufficient. But if that's all you do, then you're conveniently out of their way. And so their solutions are all anarchist, no government. We will just live, you know, on our on the land and do all these things. And it's like, well, you are just laying down. You are conveniently not fighting. You think you are by doing that. And so there's the CIA intelligence, the people who are smart, the strategists. They're the ones really flaming this and convince, yeah, keep doing that. You guys are great. You guys are solving so many things. You guys are amazing. You're the pro-human solution people. You are great. Keep going. The bots, the people, the some of the most popular ones are actually assets. They know what they're doing. There's a few. There's not a lot. There's
I
just a
agree.
few of them. And then the rest are just like, good job. You're just saving humanity. Meanwhile, they're like, good. We're just get them out of the way. They can go screw around while we implement what we're implementing. That's what's going on.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. The one thing, the end goal of a disinfo, though, I agree with you, it's to make you give up and lose hope. The
Well,
learned
oh,
hope. Yeah.
lose hope on these people because it's all bad. All sides are so bad. So we just need the whole thing to burn down and we need to build these new solutions, which we do need to build new solutions. So that's why I'm saying they're weaponizing the truth because we do need to do this stuff. But that doesn't mean you stop fighting this takeover. I always look at it as an offense and defense. You're a basketball coach, so you look at you've got to play all angles, right, to win on this thing. If all you do is decide all I'm going to do is play offense, then you get killed. If all you do is play defense, you get killed, right? Or if you leave the court altogether because you're like, oh, these are all idiots. I'm going to go play my own game, which is what they're doing, then they just implement their plans and you're still stuck with it because you don't have this huge. If all of humanity gave up and implemented something new, then they'd be right. I mean, if we could get 90% of humanity to just say, screw you, we're doing our own thing, maybe then I think it would work. But they don't have anywhere near that. And so they're just going to implement their plans. And then once they got their whole, I mean, they already have their weapon systems in place. I mean, there's so much in place that people don't realize. And these people are trivial. I mean, honest to God, you're trivial just going out there doing your own communes and stuff. And they think they're doing something meaningful and they're being told they are. Their egos are being stroked. They're being told they're amazing. And they have to step back and go, what difference are you really making if you don't fight to hold this stuff back? Because
No.
these guys have so much power, so much money, so much everything. Once they implement this complete control grid, yeah, maybe they'll let you tinker around the edges. If they don't want to kill you, they'll let you have some whole freedom, some free small cities out on the outer areas. They might let you do that.
They
And that
do.
would be,
They
yeah.
do. They do want to kill us. Let me go to Robert Kennedy Jr. for a second. I've seen interviews with him where he basically says this. When I was a child, 6% of kids had chronic conditions that had to be treated. Today, it's 60%. And then he got into the
That's
processed
right.
foods and he got into great detail and how it benefits Big Pharma and their one big partnership. Okay. I would have thought 20 years ago that was a crazy conspiracy theory, but I've seen too much evidence along the way now to know that he's right. And so when you say they might let you live, they're already involved in slow kill. I mean, look at barium comes down from
That's
seeding the
right.
clouds, right? And we're breathing that in. Alzheimer's, diabetes, cancer of all
That's right.
types, they're exploding. And then they gave us poison vaccines. So, I mean, Sarah, they're already trying to depopulate.
Well, in the pro, and here's where it comes to the solutions. Some of those guys are coming up with, and I love them, and I work with, the people who are coming up with alternative health solutions to keep us healthy, to fight against this stuff. And there's so many good pro-human solutions, and we need to keep doing that. That is so critical. That's the offense, or I don't know if you call it offense or defense, but that's a huge part of what we need to do while we're fighting back this agenda. And so I'm not saying don't keep working on these solutions. My God, that's so important. It's just as important as fighting back the agenda. It's just I just don't agree with hiding out and not fighting this and just giving up in that scenario because I think they are unknowingly playing into the game. They're allowing them to win. And it could even just be the first step of their strategy. Let's just get them, even if they are coming up with good solutions or whatever, let's get the disenfranchise the voting part of it. Let them keep going on this part. We'll deal with that after we get in power. And then we go, it's a step process of power, right? So once they get their power, then they're going to go back in and deal with that. So you can't allow them to gain this kind of power. Does that make sense? Yeah, I know
Yeah,
you, it
you
makes
know,
sense to you.
well, that's what communism gives you. It's a vehicle to getting unlimited power. If you know what's really interesting is the I should do a piece on this. Chinese communism versus what Kamala and friends are bringing in. With the Chinese, they totally eliminated all private property during Mao. It was only in 2007 that because they wanted to cater to the billionaire class that was created, that they allowed some private property. In this country, they're not saying private property's gone, but let me give you a couple examples where it will be gone. Unrealized income on your house. You can't afford that. If you paid $100,000 for a house, now it's appreciated over 30 years to $500,000. You got to pay 25% of that $400,000 or $100,000. The average American doesn't even have $500 for a car repair bill. They're going to lose their home. And this
Well,
is how they're going to get you out of your house is through taxes. In China, they can just declare you have no
but
private property.
I don't even think, okay, I'm going to say a little bit of China because I was in China, and part of their culture is to buy property and put it into their family wealth, and then they give it
2007.
to
Yeah.
that. That's why they have all these apartments and all this building and all this stuff, because they buy all this stuff for the family, so it's really ingrained into their culture.
I
So
agree.
they couldn't eliminate property. So China's kind of like its own version of communism and whatever they do. I think this is a different version that they're bringing in.
That's what I'm
And
saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. But Sarah, the shift that you observed only happened in 2007. And it's not a big shift. The middle class person can't acquire property and wealth to the level that they're going to compete with the elite. It's still a caste system. And in America, they can't do that directly. There'd be too much opposition, violates constitution, the country would rise up. So what they're doing it through financial means.
The UCC great taking. I think that's what they're going to do.
Well, I'll give you another example. BlackRock goes into neighborhoods and they buy up all the homes in the neighborhood for 25, 30% over market value. What's that do to the other values? Okay, if you're a person on fixed income, if your
It's another way.
property goes up $100,000, $200,000 overnight, guess what your property tax is going to bill be? And if you are on fixed income, you're not going to be able to stay in that house.
Well, how about taxing unrealized gains?
Well, that's
Who
what
the
I'm
hell
talking
could do
about.
that?
That's
Yeah,
the hundred that that's
nobody.
the appreciation thing, unrealized income. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody can do that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you
That
see,
for a
they're
lot of
using.
people, that's their entire income.
Here's my point. China can use law to eliminate private property when they want to. Our country yet can't get away with that without a massive uprising. So what they're going to use is t the right for government to tax to accomplish the same goal. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and I think more people are starting to realize that the people in power actually would do something like this. It took us 10 years ago. I don't think there was enough people that could fathom that we have this kind of corruption, this kind of evildoers in our country, that they would actually conspire to steal people's properties. And I think there's at least now a more of an awakening that these people actually would do that.
Yeah, and it's happened quickly as far as our awareness. In 2020, people had trouble believing that a group of people would steal an election. Today, they're beginning to understand anything that you have can be stolen by these people. I would agree with you.
Yeah,
There's been.
these people are a different breed. I mean, they are cross-eyed and serious. And I actually, we talked a little bit about some of these wars. I actually think these wars are flaming their desire to bring this in, and that's why you say there's a uniparty. I think there's more of a uniparty going on than people realize, where they're more in on it. That's why I think there's a technocracy. They're not all communists, and this World Economic Forum, and why it's so important to support the people who are fighting it, who are legit citizens, who actually
Yeah.
give a crap, and support these people, because those people are golden.
You're totally correct on this. It's a communist ideal. I don't know if you saw this. I can't believe this is in the mainstream media. I'm shocked. The last name is Sun, Sun, the former chief of staff for Governor Hochul of Michigan, busted for
You mean in
being
New
a China.
York?
Yeah, busted for being a Chinese spy. But she was Hochul's chief of staff. And then she went to work for Cuomo.
I'm not surprised, but that's what we're dealing with. That's what Wall's going to China for 30 sometimes. I'm telling you, this is that serious. These people are not, I don't even think China's as bad as these people. I think China's more. I think the World Economic Forum and these guys are the ones leading some of this stuff. I think there's two global factions, and it's more complicated than we think it is. And these people are also backed by the Middle Eastern, Somalian type people, the Muslim Brotherhood. There's more going on here.
You're right about the Muslim Brotherhood. Obama's half brother, Malik Obama, the head of finance for the Muslim Brotherhood, and the head of weapons procurement. Yeah, you're right on the money with that. And it links right into Obama's radicalized views.
Yes, yeah, so that's why I don't think it's all China. I think China's a factor, but I think there's more going on here. And
Yeah.
I think China's a convenient scapegoat for people when I think there's more happening. And I
But you
think
know,
the, go ahead.
who's getting on the lecture circuit? Malik Obama, the person I just mentioned. And I made it really clear to somebody, you want me to speak at your conference? No, not if Malik Obama is there. I will not be associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood, by the way, was the creation of the Nazi Party. I don't want to go too much into the history, but it was. And we had more trouble in North Africa in World War II from the Muslim Brotherhood than we had from the Nazis. So yeah, there's no way I would not go
Well,
on.
there's bad, there's extreme factions everywhere, every single culture, and there's good people everywhere, right? And so that it's the same thing that we're dealing with here in this country. We want to figure out who the good people are, and that's who you support, and realize every single country on earth has good people and bad people. There's extreme groups all over the place.
Ray Dalio, Peter Schiff, and other economists. Warren Buffett, they're all selling off their cash and they're going into gold, silver, and Bitcoin. Back to the disinfo thing. If someone is telling the audience Bitcoin is designed to fool you and bankrupt you and blah, 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 and it's bad, don't do it, that could be a misinformed opinion. Okay. It could be that they're just in error and they're not seeing, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. But Sarah, there are some people who should know better that are saying this, and I believe their mission as disinfo is to keep you and I out of Bitcoin so we don't drive the price up and so these people can acquire it more cheaply.
I think that possibly, I think that Bitcoin might be used as a way to weaponizing the truth kind of thing, where they might crash Bitcoin to prove that they need to bring in their own CBDCs and Bitcoin's bad. Because Bitcoin itself can't be used as a, it can be used as a digital currency, but it can't be used as a way to track that. What we're worried about with CBDCs isn't the digital government having a digital currency. That isn't the concern. The concern is using the digital currency, weaponizing it against us to control every single thing that we do. Okay. The Bitcoin in its current form, without really rewriting it so it wouldn't happen, can't be used in that way. And so the people who are saying it's going to bring in the CBDC that's going to control and track absolutely everything on a blockchain, they're either disingenuous or they're lying to you. But there is one way that they can do it is through a psychological manipulation, having Bitcoin crash and get all these people into it and then sell you on their version. That could happen. But I don't know if that's what they're saying, all these independent things. And the bankers, they don't want these decentralized cryptocurrencies. That's why the Reggie Middletons of the world, who has the DeFi patents, who they want to use themselves. I have an interview coming up. Reggie has like the most valuable patent in the world right now. They all want it. The SEC is going after them because they want it. And they don't want it to be used to decentralize currency. And that's what the crypto world really was about initially, is getting the control of the central bankers off the people so that we could just have a decentralized, free way to exchange. They want to move to their CBDC that's tracking everything. I have no problem with the government having a digital currency. I mean, personally, we already are pretty much there. But having a better way of doing it, where it's not, where they can't hack into it, where it's safe, all that stuff. Okay, I have a problem with the government weaponizing it against us and using it to track everything that we do, having a credit score, making it so we can't eat, making it so that certain people can only do certain things. That is a problem. And they're weaponizing the truth about cryptocurrencies, about them being an alternative digital currency and being a digital currency, and then confusing people that it can also track everything that you're doing.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And see, true Bitcoin and true crypto will preserve anonymity. And it's almost impossible to track. I totally agree with you on that.
They can write it that way. They can write some that way, but the
Exactly.
ones, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, people need to be aware that there are people that do what Sarah and I do that are trying to deceive you to get you in the system. By the way, cryptocurrency is independent, hard to control. CBDC, here's my objection, Sarah. What I've read out of Europe, and I've been given by the European banking community that I have some contacts with, CBDC is set to expire at the end of every 30 days. You must spend it or lose it. In other words, you can't acquire wealth over time, so you can't compete with the rich. It's a caste system approach to keep you in your place.
Well, but see, that's the difference. And this is where the understanding what it is. CBDC is just a digital currency. It's what they implement in it that makes it dangerous. And it's the details of it that makes it dangerous.
Yeah,
And
okay. I agree.
yeah,
I agree.
because it's like saying all cryptocurrencies are bad. Well, it's like, no, because they actually distribute it and create freedom. It's only if they implement in this control structure is it bad. And most of them haven't. And the ones that specifically have not and made it so that you are free are actually really freaking good. And so it's kind of like having a book, you're writing a book or writing something, doing something. It's like it can be written however you decide to write it. And so it's not all the same. It's whatever they do with it that matters. Does that make sense? It's a
No, I
funny
th
thing.
yeah,
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot. The devil's in the details. I totally agree with you, but I will never do CBDC. Never,
Well,
never.
they could easily, here's the deal, they could easily change the name of it to something else. That's why I'm trying to inform people of what this is. Because they could CBDC, and I've been using it too. And I'm like, you know, Sarah, I need to be more articulate when I talk about this stuff. Because CBDC to means controlled government currency, right? They can just change the name and still implement all the details that they want with it. Or they could take a CBDC and make it benign and just be a utility. We just want a benign utility. That's what we want. We want a benign utility where you guys F off. And we can do free trade, and you guys don't control what we're doing. They can change the name and do whatever they want with it. And so it's not the wording, it's the actions and how it's written that's important.
Yeah, absolutely right. And but the control freaks won't let you have that freedom. And this is why they hate gold and silver. And
That's right. Yep.
actually the SEC dropped a case. They were going to bring it for suppression of gold prices against JP Morgan, too political. So they let it go. And they don't want you to buy gold. They've kept the value down. They kept the value down of silver. But there's a point when your currency hits bottom and you can't reinflate it because a million times a zero, a million times zero is still zero. What they're going to do, Sarah, is they're going to go to alternatives themselves, but they want to control all of it in CBDC. And I'm telling people right now, the rich are going to be outside the system with what they're doing now. They're acquiring the big three: crypto,
That's
gold,
right.
silver. Okay, if you want to be independent of this system, you better be acquiring the same thing.
That's right. They know they don't want to be part of it. They're front running the system. They've been buying all the gold and silver. They started in 2020. They're the big others group. I'm positive. The more I look into it, they've been front running this thing. They know what's going to happen. They're getting themselves positioned so that they can be free, but they want the people, the peasants, to be controlled.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of by keeping you in a failing dollar while they go to assets that are going to explode in value? It's kind of like the feudal period where everyone was forced to go to church, but the service was conducted in Latin so no one could understand it. It's a very similar analogy to that, where they
Yeah.
want to keep people in the dark and keep them enslaved.
Yeah, it's important to keep people uninformed and uneducated because then they can manipulate the hell out of you. I mean, look what they're doing. The most brainwashed. They do whatever they want you to do. It is so easy to manipulate people when they're uninformed.
Well, the mainstream media and our disinfo agents on our side of the fence are doing a pretty good job of that. There's going to come a time, Sarah, where we may have to call them out by name.
Well, and I've already called out some of them. I don't think there's many. I think it's more what I was explaining before, where
There's a
they're
half
cheering
dozen
on.
prominent.
Yes.
That's
And
what I
then
think.
they're cheering on the others that are following their lead. And not just them, but bots are and people, and then there's a lot of people in the audience that are falling for it too, and then they're cheering it on. It's a whole movement that they're forming.
Okay. I'll give you an example. I was critical of an individual's view where they offered no solutions. And I said, hey, even if you just shoot an arrow into the air as a possible solution, try it, try something. Okay. And what this person came out with was, well, I can't vote for either person of either corrupt political party. That's not what I was saying. I was saying, try something. You might say, let's pray collectively together, but they don't want you to look at solutions. And that's how you can tell you're being deceived.
Well, they also aren't talking about the fact that there's more than just the presidential election. And that really
Agreed.
disturbs me. They're making it, simplifying it to a point of stupidity. And they're not telling you that there are a lot of other people in the system who are fighting. And if all you're going to do is sit on the sidelines because you don't like Trump, then you're not voting for all these other people. I mean, a lot of people who are in your camp who are fighting. I think that's.
I couldn't say it any better than that. That's you're right on target there with that. It's so disturbing. Let's put it this way. Sarah, you and I have the experience, not that we're necessarily smarter than anybody else, but we have the experience to know when we're being deceived. Unfortunately, the people who know things are wrong and they come to us for possible answers and solutions, my fear is that they'll land on the square on the internet where they're going to be deceived that there are no answers or solutions. That scares me. That's
And
what really bothers me.
that plays right into their hands because the World Economic Forum wanted to, they had COVID as the reset. That's the beginning of the reset. They want to burn everything, bring everything down so they can build it back the way they want. That's the Communist Manifesto. That's the World Economic Forum. That's what they're trying to do. So when they're saying, you know, we need all these institutions need to fail, and you need to just, they're everyone's corrupt, so just don't vote, they're convincing you to buy into their solution. Well, you don't even know you're doing it.
Well, I don't know that the election's going to solve anything, even if Trump wins, but it gives us a chance to
It
solve
gives,
things.
it does, and it gives
Yeah.
the people, more importantly, it's the entire structure below who are fighting back and have, they can have some support because that's where the fighters are. I'm sorry, but there isn't a lot of fighters in the Democrat Party. Those
Yeah.
people are have Those people are peeling away. Those are the walkaways. Those are the Naomi Wolfs and Tulsi Gabbard who are, you might not agree with them on 80%, but they're in our camp fighting.
I
Okay.
agree. No,
Those,
listen,
yeah.
Naomi Wolf's heart is in the right place. I'm not implicating her in this. I do disagree with her on some issues, but her heart's in the right place. And
It
I
gets
can.
back to my comment. Like when someone's attacking your neighborhood, you're not asking all details. You're fighting side by shoulder because they're taking
Amen.
over our, yeah. And that's what these people, that's the walk away. So the people who are left, most of those are on the bullet train towards communism. So what you're going to find in these other parties, maybe there's some other parties that are good too. You look for the people who are fighting to maintain our freedom,
I
and
agree.
you need to support them.
Well, we got one guy that got shot and the other guy that's in danger of being shot. So I think it's a pretty good place to start. And it's not that I agree with either man. Sarah, we're flat out of time, but I want you to tell us
Goes too
quickly
fast.
how people can follow your good work from Substack to your broadcasts.
Yeah, follow me on my channels. I need more support. When you go and you watch a video of mine, make sure you push that subscribe button. Go to that platform. If it's embedded on a website, push that Rumble or whoever is embedding it and go there and subscribe to it so that you can get notifications when new shows come up. But otherwise, go to sarahwestall.com and you can see all the places that I air. I air 3 days a week on the radio in LA. And I also am on all the platforms except like YouTube, who kick me off. But in all the other ones that allow me to be on there, not the, you know, the freedom platforms, I'm there. Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, Brighteon. And then I'm on my podcast. So Apple Podcasts, you can hear me there. Substack is a big place too, because that's where I'm doing all my
Yeah,
newsletters.
that's where I catch a lot of your stuff. is on Substack. Yeah, it's great stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're following Sarah. And I just, ladies, we can win this, but we may not win it in the way that we think, but you must vote. Otherwise, we lose our chance to establish a foothold. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on. We need to have you back to talk about if Kamala wins or if Trump wins, what's going to happen. And we didn't get to target individuals. We need to do a show on that. A lot more coming up, folks, with Dave and Sarah. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Dave.